I'm Stephanie Serrano. During this year's presidential election, Nevadans had three ways to cast their vote. They could mail in their ballot, drop it off, or vote in person. I explore why some Northern Nevada voters decided to show up at the polls on Election Day. Nevada election officials from both Washoe and Clark counties have both expressed how incredibly hard and different this year's election was. It was a critical election taking place during a year of historic civil unrest and a health crisis. At the polls yesterday, voters were met with COVID-19 protocols like social distancing, mandatory mask wearing, and at the door, a temperature check.
Gonna vote?
Yes.
Temperature check. You're alive and well. Please enter.
But the pandemic didn't stop passionate and determined voters from showing up and casting their ballots, like Alexis Guerrero. She knew exactly who she would be voting for as she participated in her first election.
I'm excited to be voting for who I'm voting for, but a little nervous that, you know, it may not go the way I want it to. Four more years makes me worry. I feel like Joe Biden has much more of a much higher maturity level than Trump does, and the way he handles the LGBTQ, the Black Lives Matter, and even Corona is just much better than the way Trump is handling it.
And of course, there are others who disagree with Guerrero. Justin Bryan has been living in Reno for 20 years and spoke with KUNR reporter Lucia Starbuck at an early voting location. When Starbuck asked him what his concerns are about this election, well, he's worried about the aftermath.
That we don't have a civil war after.
Is that a concern?
Yes. Yes. If Biden wins, that's what's happening.
If civil war breaks out, will you go into the streets?
Absolutely. I will die if I have to.
Bryan is sure President Donald Trump will be reelected. And when asked why he supports the president, he said,
I like that nobody controls him. He's American, just like we are.
But other voters weren't necessarily rooting for one candidate more than the other.
Honestly, I just want the country to get along and finally start agreeing on things. You know, finally getting this COVID thing under wraps so we can get our country moving again would be helpful.
That was Nicole Ward, who decided to vote in person because she says the count would be more accurate. She went to the polls with her younger daughter.
I'm an at-home mom right now. COVID, I was working over at the hospital, but with childcare and, you know, shutdowns and all of that, it's easier just for me to stay home. It's crazy. I'm hoping that it ends well. No matter who wins, I hope that the country doesn't burst into flames.
Matt Zamarin, who recently took on his civic responsibility to vote, said he's looking for a leader who will help create a better future for his children.
You know, consistency and I think just a better world. I think since I've had kids, making sure that they have a better world to kind of grow up and live in. Safety, equality, opportunity, stuff that people worry about and ideals that they carry, you know, but I think if you got a moral compass that aligns with that and you find a candidate that, you know, kind of coincides with what you think, then stick to that.
While Zamarin waited in line during early voting, he said he would probably vote to reelect Trump. Debbie Dahlstrom, on the other hand, voted for the former vice president.
As it happens, I voted for Biden, yes. The current administration is beyond belief as a travesty. It's just pathetic. There is no leadership. There hasn't been. And certainly in view of the COVID, certainly in view of the violence that has been around our country, I believe in dialogue. I think that's hugely important. And I think Americans really believe in that as well. They just need leadership that will encourage them toward dialogue and moving forward together.
As of last night, Washoe County reported a total voter turnout of 77%. Some additional ballots have yet to be counted as they will continue to trickle in over the coming days. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.